This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Let's talk about the Holy Father's Wednesday audience. What were a few of the key highlights? What was his message on this Ash Wednesday?
Yes. In fact, today on this very special day, he began his audience by looking at the Gospel of St. Matthew, and specifically the great call in 28:19 to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And Pope Francis began today by focusing on that very first word, go. And he said that a lot is built into that very small word, because when Jesus said to his disciples, and he says the same to the faithful today, when he says go, he's not just communicating a word, but he's communicating the Holy Spirit at the same time. And he said that's because only thanks to the Holy Spirit, one can receive Christ's mission and actually carry it out. In fact, he called the Holy Spirit the engine of evangelization. And the task of evangelization that the Holy Spirit is empowering all the faithful to perform is, Pope Francis said, not to indoctrinate, not to proselytize, but to make disciples. He said it's to give everyone the opportunity to come into contact with Jesus, to freely know and love him. And then Pope Francis went on to say that if the church doesn't pray to the Holy Spirit, doesn't invoke the Holy Spirit, it will close in on itself. It will become sterile and it will get involved in exhausting debates. And he said with that, the flame of mission becomes extinguished. He said, because the gospel is not an idea, it's not an ideology or a political party or a club, but instead, he said, it's a proclamation that touches the heart and changes people's heart. And so he said that as the church proclaims the gospel, every choice, every structure, and every tradition has to be evaluated on whether or not they favor the proclamation of Christ. And so this is how, according to Pope Francis, the Spirit sheds light on the path of the church. He said, and he pointed to the early apostles who managed to operate together without being divided because they listened to the Holy Spirit. And so today, on this first day of Lent, he asked everyone to think about whether or not he or she prays often to the Holy Spirit. He ask that one question. Do you let yourself be guided by him? Because he said the Spirit is the light. It's that light that orients the church. It's the light that brings clarity. He said it's the Holy Spirit that helps to distinguish and helps people to discern. And so this is why it's necessary to invoke the Holy Spirit often. So he asked all present at the audience today to invoke the Holy Spirit today on this Ash Wednesday, John.
It's a beautiful message by the Holy Father. We invoke the Holy Spirit here on Morning Air every single day, every hour. We always pray, come Holy Spirit, come. And, it's a reminder from the Holy Father that as St. Paul wrote, without the Holy Spirit, it's impossible to say that Jesus is Lord. So we really do need the Holy Spirit.
Yes. In fact, today Pope Francis said that it's only through that invocation of the Holy Spirit that one will discover his true mission and to grow deeper in faith. In fact, he referred to 1 Thessalonians 5:19, do not quench the Spirit, as something that we are all called to do.
Absolutely. Did the Holy Father have anything else to say about this season of Lent that begins today on Ash Wednesday?
Yes, John, he also asked all present to especially pray, because tomorrow, the 24th of February, marks the 1-year anniversary since the invasion of Ukraine. And he asked especially that all pray and remember the people who have been, who have experienced wounds and destruction and economic and social damage. He asked the Lord to forgive all these crimes. He asked the Lord to forgive all of the violence, remembering that God is the God of peace. And then he asked all to pray for the people who are tormented and who are suffering. And he said that all should ask themselves, has everything been done to stop war, all war? And he appealed to all in authority to make concrete efforts to end the conflict, to reach a ceasefire, and to start peace negotiations, reminding that anything that is ever built on rubble can never be a true victory, John.
Well, the Holy Father is the vicar of Christ, and he represents the Prince of Peace, our Lord Jesus Christ. So I know that peace has been on his heart and mind for a long, long time, since the consecration of Ukraine and Russia last spring. So we continue to unite our prayers to the Holy Fathers for an end to the way Vatican News is reporting it, an absurd and cruel Ukrainian war, in the words of the Holy Father.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And he especially expressed the Holy See's availability to be part of peacemaking efforts. He talked about his interest to visit both countries and continued that appeal for peace and end to violence, John.
Well, Ashley, meanwhile, let's shift gears. I understand there's a new St. Valentine meteor.
Oh, you're right. Exactly. So sure enough, right here on Valentine's Day, a family in southern Italy was a bit shocked when they heard quite a bang on the roof of their home. So this happened in Matera, Italy, which a lot of people know Matera because it was the city where Mel Gibson's The Passion was filmed. And turns out that when the bang on the roof of the house happened, the parents didn't think too much about it, but two brothers who have a real passion for astronomy went out to investigate. They noticed that the solar panel was in bits, that there was also a tile there, and the tile is made of an ultra-resistant material, and it was cracked. So they knew something big must have happened, and they looked around and they started finding bits of material that had a very particular shine to it. So they called PRISMA, which is the meteorite surveillance network in the area, and they came and discovered that this was indeed a meteor which had hit the home, a meteorite, and there were all kinds of pieces that could be analyzed. So what's happening is the fragments are now being studied by a team of scientists from the Italian National Institute of Astrophysics. And the institute is looking to get some more important information regarding the development of the solar system. And in the meantime, as this is happening, the Vatican Observatory, and again, not many people realize that the Vatican does have its own astronomical observatory. And they announced this week that four newly discovered asteroids will be named after four notable Catholics. So this is exciting news. Now, the naming is done by an organization. It's called the Working Group for Small Bodies Nomenclature. And they have chosen that one of these asteroids will be named Ugo Boncompagni. So Ugo Boncompagni is the birth name of Pope Gregory XIII. And of course, Pope Gregory XIII, we know well because it was he who, having a passion for astronomy himself, helped to reconfigure the new calendar in the 16th century, leading to the Gregorian calendar named after him, Pope Gregory XIII, which we still use today. And the other three asteroids will be named after Jesuit priests who have worked at the Vatican Observatory. So the Johann Hagen was the director of the Vatican Observatory from 1906 to 1930. And then the asteroid Stroger honors Father Bill Stroger, who is a cosmetologist and theologian at the Vatican Observatory. And the Janus honors a Jesuit father who's currently on staff there. It's a really fascinating system the way they do this, John. Actually, the whole naming process can take decades. And after the asteroid's discovery, it can be named and can be given a permanent number only once its orbit is determined well enough so that its position is going to be able to be reasonably predicted into the future. And at that point, the discoverer of it suggests a name for it. And they have all kinds of rules, like you can't use pets' names or a commercial name, and you can't even use political or military names until 100 years after the death of that individual or after the occurrence of the event. So there are many, many asteroids that bear the name of Catholic scientists. In fact, there are 30 asteroids named after Jesuits alone. And so as we look to the stars, we can remember that the Vatican Observatory, which dates all the way back to 1582, is also doing the same. And in fact, their headquarters are just outside of Rome in a little town called Castel Gandolfo. And their major telescope, believe it or not, is actually in Arizona. It's in the USA. It's about 200 miles southeast of Phoenix, but it's a very active audience. And as we look to the stars and look to the Lord, we can also remember the work of all of these great scientists who've gone before us, John.
Ashley, I was waiting for you to tell me that one of these asteroids was going to be named after Galileo.
Well, you never know. You never know.
All right. Now, meanwhile, today, February 22nd, traditionally is the Feast of the Chair of St. Peter the Apostle. Mm. It also falls on Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent. How is that working out? Will it be celebrated in Roma?
Right. So because of the coinciding of these special days, the celebration of the Chair of St. Peter was actually moved to yesterday. And so yesterday on Tuesday at the Vatican, this special day was celebrated when the beautiful bronze statue of St. Peter seated on a throne. This was done by Arnolfo di Cambio back for the Jubilee of the year 1300. Well, what happens is that the San Pietrini, so these are the workers who are responsible for keeping up the basilica, keeping up all of the art, etc. Well, they get a very special job on this day, and they dress Bernini's famous bronze statue in solemn pontifical vestments, as well as a tiara. He wears a pontifical ring. And then they put 100 candles around the statue yesterday. And the candles were lit, and people had the opportunity throughout the day to come in and to honor, especially Peter the Apostle. Now, on the Feast of the Chair yesterday, a special mass was also presided by the Archpriest of the Basilica, that's Cardinal Gambetti, there at the altar of the chair, which we also call the Cathedra. And starting then from yesterday, a beautiful oil painting by an Italian artist named Gaetano Previati, called The Passion of the Christ, is going to be exhibited inside of St. Peter's Basilica throughout Lent. Now, usually it's kept in the Vatican Museums, but now it's in the Basilica, and people have the opportunity to go reflect on it, meditate on it, and see all of the 14 stations of the cross within this one oil painting. And in fact, tomorrow at 4 p.m. will be the first official celebration of the Via Crucis, of the Stations of the Cross, that will be again presided by Cardinal Gambetti right before the Eucharistic celebration in the Basilica tomorrow, John.
All right, Ashley, I remember from my travels to Roma that people love to rub the foot of the statue of St. Peter, the Bernini statue, and it was worn out years ago. I can't imagine what it looks like now.
Oh, yes. Well, actually, it's so interesting because I look at it every time I look at that foot, which is has been worn down to, you could call it a little bit more of a stump these days, is simply because of the faith of people like you and me who've come. And in thanksgiving to Peter for knowing his prayers helped along that rough pilgrimage journey to lead them to St. Peter's. Again, this goes, this very statue that you're referring to, John, goes back 700 years. Arnolfo di Cambio made that especially for that Jubilee of 1300 to welcome all of those pilgrims. So you think of the legacy of faith passed on over the centuries, and the fact that the foot has gotten worn away by hands touching it, one atom at a time of this solid bronze, is quite remarkable to think about. But it's a beautiful reflection for us all to remember the faith of those who've gone before us. Sadly, it has been stanchioned off since COVID, but we're hoping for the best that it will soon be opened again for all of us to continue that beautiful tradition, John.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.